to speak about me with your children and my church family and friends. Give me the wisdom to know when to speak and when to be silent. Lord, lead me by your way and your Holy Spirit. Amen. This is about my faith walk and my trust. Years ago, my brother, when he one of the times he was staying with me, him and his family, I had went to bed and I was laying down listening to one of his sermons. And he came in the room and said, "Sis, do you have faith?" And I looked at him and said, "Yeah, I have faith for others, but not for myself." And he said, "Why?" I said, "I don't understand why, but I don't." So as I started thinking about it, I said, "Oh, he's just my brother, and he's just speaking about God, and it's no big deal," because I realized that I didn't have faith and it went around trust, because every man in my life from my father disappointed me. So I seen God as a man, so I didn't trust him. So as I've been getting more and more into God and reading more and understanding him more, my faith walk began really almost 3 years ago when I started really trusting in him. I was home. My daughter came and picked up my grandkids. They went home, and I was in the house by myself. I don't talk about myself. I don't talk about my problems, not to nobody, not even to my brothers. I was sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden, I got this heroic pain in my chest. My whole left side went numb. I didn't know what was going on, and then I figured, okay, it must be your heart. I couldn't move. I sat there for a good while, and I started talking to God. I said, "Lord, am I having a heart attack?" I said, "It feels like I'm having a heart attack." I said, "Please, just let me get to my bed." So I made it to my bed. I sat on the side of my bed, and I started throwing up and throwing up. So I said, "Lord, if you're ready for me, I'm ready to go." But then I started thinking. I always said I wanted to see my kids grow up and be successful. I said, "But Lord, now that I have grandchildren, I want to see them grow up too and be successful." So in my pain, I start talking to God like I'm talking to you now. And I was telling him my woes and my don'ts and what I wanted and what I didn't want. And for the first time, I heard him talking to me. He said, "Let me tell you something. You one chicken wing from being 400 pounds. You need to do something with yourself. You need to get yourself together. I will walk you through it. I'm not helping you move. I'm not helping you do anything until you do something with your health." That day, that Monday, and then we talked, when we sang, I fell asleep singing to God. And when I woke up Monday, I made an appointment with the doctor. I don't go to the doctor because my original doctor had a stroke and she wasn't there no more, and I didn't like any of the doctors that they assigned to me. But this Monday, I go into the doctor and I have a brand new doctor. And he looks at me and he says, "You never come to the doctor." I said, "I don't have no reason. I don't like him." He said, "You don't like him?" I said, "Yeah, I haven't liked any doctor you're assigned to me since mine left." He said, "Well, I'm a new doctor and you're a new patient. We're going to learn to work with each other." I said, "Whoa, God, this must be you." And we had a long talk. He did all kinds of things. He did tests, and yes, I did have a heart attack. He told me I was going to have surgery. But I talked to God, and he said, "Don't worry, I'll walk you through it," which he did. First, he sent me to a nutritionist who worked on me with my weight. My cholesterol was high. My sugar was over 400. My blood pressure was high. I ended up coming out there with 10 different medicines that I had to take 3 times a day. He gave me to a nutritionist. She worked out a diet with me, worked out a program. She put me in a focus group where there was other people that were going through the same medical issues and weight issues that I was going through. So as y'all know, I went on my weight journey. That was my first, I say, walk in trusting and having faith in God. I have a few scriptures I'm going to read as I go on. Luke 17:5, you have faith like a grain or a mustard seed. You could say, if you have that, you could say, go to the mountain, move, and the mountain would move. I didn't have no faith, not even a mustard seed of great faith. Like I said, if you don't have trust in somebody, how can you have faith in somebody? So as I start building up my faith and talking more to God and walking more with God, I start, as you know, losing the weight and getting healthier, which was a great journey, but a loving journey, because I started to realize that God really loved me and he really wanted me to do what was best for myself, which is what I did. That was my first journey of trusting and believing and having faith in God. Psalms 28:7, the Lord is my strength, my shield, my heart. Trust, rely on him, therefore my heart steadfast in him, and in him I have the help that I will need. I rejoice in him, I will sing praises to him, for he is my comfort and my strength. That's what I did that night I was having a heart attack. As I went through my weight loss journey and start losing the weight and feeling better and walking around, being able to walk on my own and do things on my own, my neighbors shopped and did everything for me, because all I did was get up and get a cab and come to church on Sunday or Bible study on Saturday and turned around and went back home. I didn't have the strength to do anything. Then, walking through that and reading the Bible more and reading scriptures more, I started what Thelma calls my text ministry. Thelma back there. My text ministry honestly started out with Lindsay. When Lindsay was sick and in the hospital, I started sending her scriptures and encouragements. It went from Lindsay to two or three people, so now I have like 25 or 30 people that I send scriptures to every day. That's by the grace of God. My next walk with faith and having trust in God was in November, just before I went away, I read an article. And in the article, it talked about families in Los Angeles that were charged when their kids got in trouble and were incarcerated. And because they had to pay for their children's incarceration, a lot of them were in debt more than they can manage. And then in the year 2018, Los Angeles relieved those families of that debt, and they didn't have to pay for their kids' incarceration anymore. Well, I was in debt up to my ears, over $10,000. So I wrote in my scripture that day, "Dear Lord, that is great." And this is what I got out of it. In 2019, Los Angeles charged families with the kids' incarceration. Financial obligations for some families in debt was overwhelming. When they decided to forgive the debt, it made life a lot easier on the families. Lord, wouldn't it be nice that if you can, people can forgive the debt of those and other. Back in the days, they did. They weren't allowed to charge people for helping them. Debt was to help them during harvest time that they didn't make it, go through their lien period without having that all on their head. So I said, "Dear Lord, that would be great if somebody could help us when we get in debt." Well, the Lord, the next week after I made that statement, the Lord blessed me with an angel who came and said that he was going to pay my debt. And he paid $8,000 of my debt. So that was my second walk with faith and trusting in God. Amen. And I just realized that even though I was disappointed by most of the men in my life, through my father, men my mother had in my life, some of my brothers, even my son at one point, but I realized that God is not like none of them. When he tell you you can rely and trust on him, you better believe it, you can rely and trust on him. So I'm ending this journey by telling you all, my faith walk was the size of a mustard seed. Then it became a pumpkin seed. Now it's an avocado seed. And my new trust in God is like I told you all, I found a place. I plan on moving this time next year. Financially, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I know God is there. And this time, since I made up my mind where I wanted to go, and I'm not humming back and forth, I know, trusting in him, and now having faith, he's going to move it. And I'm ending this with my favorite scripture, which I got from my sister-in-law years ago, Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, plans not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. That's it.